Well, this year, our New Year's liturgy coincides with the Feast of the Epiphany, and I thought that was a nice synchronicity, since both New Year's and Epiphany are times of revelations. So today in the Gospel, we meet the Magi as they experience this light breaking through to them, as they have their eyes open to this new discovery, the discovery of the Christ child. And so they set out at first on what seems to be an assignment from Herod, the greedy, narcissistic ruler, who's so threatened by the competing authority of Jesus that he sends the Magi as his scouts to alert him to where the child is so that he can do away with him. But then the Magi do something that takes a lot of courage. They change their course. Jesus turns them around. This epiphany that they've had turns them around. And they decide, Matthew's gospel says, to go a different route. Turns out the journey they thought they were on evolved into a different one along the way. And the goal that they thought they were seeking changed. And we know what that's like. Sometimes our assignment in life changes. You might have had a time of realizing this yourself. Sometimes someone tells us, or more often we tell ourselves, I'm heading toward this one thing. I'm focused on this one purpose. And then mid-journey, it's like a light breaks through, and we realize that a different plan is unfolding. In fact, we might already be living into it. So it can be a beautiful thing when that happens, and that's one way that we're like the Magi. We also get to mirror the Magi in small ways every day. Anytime we make the choice, as they did, to put our focus less on a greedy, narcissistic, earthly ruler, and to shift the center of our life toward following Jesus, no matter what, we are committing one small act of civil disobedience, just like they did. The new year is a time of broadening perspectives. It's a time of taking stock and harvesting what the past year gave us and now setting our face forward to determine how we're going to greet the brand new year ahead. What things will we do the same? Are there any important ways that we might be being asked to take a different route? So the year is now stretching before us, almost untouched, almost brand new, a blank slate. And as we prepare to meet that, every year at Spiritus, we find that it's good to take some time and look back over the year that's gone before. Karl Rahner, the great theologian, writes, "If we were to say about the past year that it had only been burdened, tired, and fearful, that would be unfair to God. Did not God preserve us by her grace? Is not God's Holy Spirit in our hearts? Did not God's grace speak through us to others? Did we not venture into much that seemed hard and yet accept it? Since the year was made possible by God's grace, we can bless it. We can say goodbye to the past year with gratitude and place it in the hands of a generous and loving God." So now the lights are going to come down, and I'll invite us all to just find a comfortable position. And every year we offer some reflection questions just to invite you to look over your past year. Not all of them may resonate for every single one of us, so if there's one that doesn't strike a chord with you, just feel free to let that one go by. And there might be some that seem really vital for you this year. So if that's the case, just carry those with you and take them into your prayer life for the rest of the week. And keep holding them in your heart. Who did you love this year? Who filled your heart with pure joy? When did you laugh the hardest this year? when did your tears flow this year? Did you forgive anyone? Did you ask for forgiveness? What was the greatest hardship of 2024? Did you learn anything about yourself moving through that hard thing? What were you the most grateful for in 2024? What experiences did you cherish the most? What ideas gave you freedom? What convictions did you live by? What risks did you take? How was your health this year? Did you see a doctor or a counselor? How was the health of your loved ones? Did anyone you know get married or engaged or divorced? Was a baby born? What happened this year at your work, school, or volunteer work? How was your relationship with the church? What beliefs have you outgrown? Was there a new person who entered your life? What did they bring to you? What happened in Rochester this year? What happened in the country, in the world? And how did it make you feel? Was there a book, movie, or sermon that affected you deeply this year? Did you create something new? Did you make an important decision? How do you feel about how you cared for the earth and for humankind? What did you worry about the most? What kept you awake at night? Did you feel hurt by someone or something? Was your heart broken? What two people were the most significant in your life this year? Whom did you miss the most this year? What mistake did you make that you most regret? And did you forgive yourself? What was your prayer life like this year? How much spiritual reading did you do? How much money did you give away? What achievement made you most proud of yourself? Is there a hope you have for yourself in the new year? And what is the greatest hope you have for the world next year? How do you feel about God? What do you most want to say to God? And you can say it in silence right now. What does God say back to you?